Thursday, friends. I have some good news for any of you who are contemplating a luxury purchase this year, and maybe perhaps a nice bag from Louis Vuitton or Gucci or something along those lines. And that is that luxury brands have only increased their prices by 3% this year. Now you might say, how is that good news? 3% is still significant. Well, yes, but that is compared with 8% increases for the last few years. And what had happened was that during the pandemic, we had this great influx of demand, and there was a boom, if you will, on the sale of luxury goods. Perhaps we wanted to treat ourselves, make ourselves feel better, or perhaps it was just that we'd saved money on commuting costs and buying professional clothing, and we just wanted to spend that money on something else. And as the demand went up, then the prices increased, because two things cause prices to increase, and that is when there's an increase in demand or when there's a decrease in supply. And during that time period, we had both, so we saw significant increases. But now something new is on the horizon, and it's called consumer price fatigue. And what that means is that we are simply overwhelmed and mentally, emotionally exhausted at all the inflation and the rising prices, having to adjust our spending habits, hearing about it constantly, feeling uncertain, all of those things. And that has caused some changes in our behavior, such as we're delaying big purchases, or perhaps we're seeking a lower cost alternative. Even wealthier people are now shopping at lower priced stores than what they've been in the past. Or perhaps we're simply cutting back on our purchases because we don't know what's gonna happen. We feel a little uncertain. So with that in mind, sales have fallen at luxury brands and they have adjusted their prices as a result. Now again, let's go back. How is that good news? Because the price still went up. Well, typically the prices only go up about 1% per year. So I think we're seeing more of a normalization in that one, which makes it easier for you to think about perhaps saving up for that luxury item you've always wanted. Another thing is that as people look to places like the RealReal and the secondhand market, if the prices are lower on the front end, they'll be lower on the back end. And that is good common sense. So tomorrow's Friday, let's go use ours.